Morning, Chris.
Morning. So, little Isaac, you've been having a tough time since the turn of the year. Just set up the story, what's been going on in the Haggerty house?
Basically, the turn of the year, on January the 4th, the baby had been a little bit poorly over a couple of days, so we took him into Weston, and they did a blood count on him, and we found out he had infant ALL leukemia. We got rushed to Alderay Hospital, where we've pretty much lived for the last 2 months, and for the foreseeable future, to be honest. It's a very rare condition he's got. There's not many, there's about 150 diagnosed in the year, 150 kids under the age of one with infant ALL, and that's pretty much it in a little block.
So Isaac, how old is Isaac now?
He's 9 months now. He was diagnosed at seven months.
So what's been the hardest bit for you as a dad over the last couple of months?
It's just being helpless and not being able to do anything. You know, it's totally all to your hands. You're putting your son's life in somebody else's hands. That's a hard thing to take, really.
But how's it looking, Gareth? Because obviously this is such a recent thing. What kind of information have you been given?
It's a 3-year plan right at the moment, but with Isaac's count being so high, it's very rare in him. So basically, your normal path for an ALL disease, it's normally 3 years, but with Isaac, he's possibly going to go down and have the bone marrow route around about August, and that's just it's a big procedure, as everybody knows.
It's a difficult time for all of you, and I know there's this game. The reason we got you on is because there's a bit of a charity game going on at Thato Heath tomorrow, isn't it? The Thato Heath lads, obviously, is a rugby connection with you, taking on the Pilks lads, and they're raising money for you and some charities. Is that right, tomorrow?
Yeah, that's it on Saturday morning, yeah. The Pilks and the Thato Heath game. Pilks are close to myself because my brother coaches them, and the Thato Heath club I grew up in Thato Heath, and I've got a good association there with the club. We've got a few things going. Obviously, it's a lot to do with us at the moment because me and my partner Claire, my wife, can't work at the moment. So, and for the foreseeable future, we're also looking at the Leukemia Fund Foundation at Alderay. We're raising money for them, and also a charity called CHICS that is to help kids with any sort of cancer to go and have little holidays and little parties and stuff like that. So there's kind of a lot going on at the moment, and a lot that we're looking at raising money for.
Okay, so while he's undergoing the treatment, how is Isaac at the moment?
He's doing brilliant. He's doing absolutely. He's taking it in his stride. He's a tough little one. So we're very lucky. He's the one who's keeping me and Claire going. He's doing absolutely fantastic. The doctors are amazed at how well he is actually doing. So we're over the moon with that.
Well, we're all thinking of you at Wish FM, mate, and give him a hug, give Claire a hug from us, and we wish you the best, and we want to get as many people down to Close Street tomorrow to watch this game to get some cash in the pot, mate. All right.
Thank you very much, Chris. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Can I just mention, if anybody out there wants to sign on to the Anthony Nolan website and be a bone marrow donor,
of course,
that'd be absolutely fantastic. And just to give blood, you know, Isaac's gone through possibly 8 to 10 bags of blood already, and platelets, it's an awful lot of blood, and it will need an awful lot in the future.
No worries, mate. Give them our love. Stay in touch.
That's absolutely brilliant, Chris. Right, thank you, mate.
Take care, pal. All right.
Cheers, mate. Speak soon. Ta-da.
Gareth Haggerty on Wish FM, and all the details about that charity game tomorrow, Thato Heath against Pilt Rex. It's on all the details about kickoffs and stuff is on the Thato Heath website, thatoheathcrusaders.org.